Let us join our hearts in a moment of prayer and reflection. Loving God, we've heard words spoken from long ago that speak of Jesus' baptism, about your proclaiming words of life and forgiveness for us. May these ancient words be living words that speak to our hearts and our lives this day to give us your grace and your gift of hope and life through Jesus Christ. Amen. For each of us, there are many moments that will end up defining who we are as people. These moments can happen at very different times and in different ways. Sometimes it can be a great loss that strikes us down, and that loss can force us to redefine what is truly important in life. Sometimes these moments are important accomplishments that you've worked hard for over a long period of time, and those milestones are worth celebrating because they change what is possible in your life. Other times, a defining moment happens when we gain a new insight about ourselves, and such a revelation can open up the rest of our lives. For Jesus, his baptism in the Jordan River is his defining moment. It reveals who he truly is. It shows what his life is all about. His baptism begins the most important chapter of his life. It's also an important story for us. In Matthew's telling of the story, we catch it at a certain moment. In Matthew's gospel, it goes from Jesus being born to the next moment we see him being baptized as a mature adult. And we don't really get to see what happens in between. We don't get to see this little child grow up. We don't get to see how does he get himself ready over these 30 years for this moment and why now. So without an explanation, we almost are dropped in cold into the story. We see Jesus stepping out of the crowd who's gathered to hear John the Baptist speak. And it's almost as if he's an unknown figure. We don't really know what is going on. So here he is, full of mystery, and he steps out to be baptized. And by entering into the water, he claims his destiny. By this simple act of being immersed with water, his life is changed forever. So baptism is the beginning of the story of who Jesus is as an adult. And by this one simple act, our whole world is changed. Now the arrival of the Magi at Epiphany did give us a glimpse of what God imagines this child will be like. But Epiphany reveals that this child is to be a light of hope for all the people of this earth. And on this day, on the baptism day, we get to see how this light does really start to shine. So the baptism of Jesus, it's a revelation. It celebrates a wonderful gift, a gift that each of us are able to receive on our own from God. It's a symbolic act. It's more than just water. It is a symbolic act that reveals for us a profound truth, that we are all the beloved children of our God. So, it's wonderful. It's great. But all too often, we don't actually make that big a deal out of it and appreciate the full power of it. We don't always see the reality of what has been reflected in that moment of our own baptism. There's a great line, there's a renewal of baptismal vows, and you're encouraged to remember your baptism and be thankful. But for most of us, we were baptized as infants, so we don't really have a memory to go back on. All we have is the stories of our parents and our churches told us, this is what your baptism means. And we have to learn how to take those stories on for ourselves. And so all too often, the image of I am baptized doesn't resonate all that deeply for us. I mean, when you get up in the morning and you look at yourself, what do you see? Do you see every one of your imperfections glaring at you as you look? Or do you see your beauty, for you are God's beloved? Do you see a terrible sinner, or do you see a child of God? If we believe that we are baptized, we should be seeing the beauty of what God has created in us. Because remember, God can see the good in you even when you can't see it in yourself. And God wants the good that is within each of us to shine for everyone to see. To know that we're loved by God helps that goodness within each of us shine just that little bit more brightly. But all too often we don't talk about what does it mean to be baptized. And as a result, baptism is often treated as if it's an optional event in the life of many Christians. A lot of preachers today will go to great lengths to tell you that Jesus did not need to be baptized. They'll say he didn't need it because he was free from sin. They say this as a way of honoring and upholding his divine status. For them, it is a sign of respect to say that Jesus did not need to be baptized because he was already perfect, which he was. But this argument has an unintended consequence for us. Even amongst devout Christians, baptism has become something very optional. Where's our baptismal font? Over in the corner. That's typical of a lot of churches today. It's supposed to be, it's our two sacraments, baptism and communion. But all too often, we've put baptism in the corner and forgotten that it is foundational to our identity, which we celebrate in communion. Many people think that, well, if Jesus didn't need it, do I need it? It's a good question to ask. But it overlooks the fact that Jesus did choose to be baptized. Jesus does choose to be baptized so he can be a part of what God is doing in the world. Because that baptism that John performed was a revolutionary act. It was a revolutionary protest against spiritual complacency. It was also a humbling call to repentance. You see, in those days, baptism was something that dirty foreigners had to do in order to convert and become part of the Jewish people. Baptism was something a really, really bad sinner had to do in order to put themselves right with the community. Good church-going folks like you, it would be an insult to ask people like you to be baptized in that culture. You didn't need it. You were already good enough. But that was caused some complacency. If I'm good enough, then my behavior doesn't matter, does it? Baptism says we need to do better. John says that the current situation of his people is not good enough. And he says we all need to publicly admit that we need to clean up our act, that we need to start over again like absolute beginners, and we all need to publicly commit ourselves to living a more godly life every single day. So by choosing to be baptized, Jesus is saying, I'm with you. I'm with you. Because we know that this world can be a better place. He's publicly committing himself to living God's way every day in every part of his life. In that culture at that time, rich people had a way around staying pure. They would have a ceremonial bathtub in their house. And after a day out dealing with money and filthy foreigners, they could come home and wash themselves and be ritually clean once more and live a pure life within the safety of their house. And John says, no, come to the Jordan River and we'll start again. And we'll do something different. And he chose the Jordan River because of its history. The Jordan River is where God's grace is experienced in many significant ways over the centuries. It was at the Jordan that Moses taught the runaway slaves the meaning of Torah. It was at the Jordan that Joshua led the people into the promised land. It was there that the prophet Elijah ascends up into heaven. It was there that the prophet Elisha finds his voice as a prophet. So when Jesus approaches John on the banks of the Jordan River, all that history is deliberately there, waiting to be claimed once more. So he's baptized at a symbolic place where liberation happens, where transformation happens, where new life begins. And John's plan was to baptize people at the Jordan River and then send them back home to make their homes into a new promised land where we live God's ways every single day. So Jesus chooses to be baptized so his life may be transformed. And when Jesus comes up from the water, we're told how the Holy Spirit descends upon him, and he receives that loving affirmation that declares, you are my beloved child. And those words were full of resonance because When a father would finally publicly admit his child, when the boy was old enough to be amongst the company of men, the father would put his son in front of the elders of the community and say, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased." And it didn't matter whether that was a child by birth or by baptism. By claiming the child in front of the community, he's saying, "This is my life here to be celebrated and shared and respected in this community." So God is owning Jesus as his own son in a very public way. And so he receives this affirmation, and that gives Jesus a new sense of purpose. So by his baptism, Jesus begins his life anew. We don't know what his life was like before that, but whatever it was, it's done, and something new is happening. He crosses over the Jordan River and crosses over into a new life. He begins to commit himself to serving God's ways every day. He's encouraged by his baptism to help other people live transformed lives. And so he goes out to heal people. He forgives people so they too can begin again. And even though we do say Jesus is perfect, he still cares about those of us who are imperfect. We say that Jesus is free from sin, and he was, but he willingly embraces those of us who are full of sin. And though we say Jesus is pure, he is willing to share our pain. We say Jesus is holy, but he still knows the reality of our suffering. His life is full of forgiveness for those of us who are broken, and his life is full of healing for those of us who are in pain. And so when we choose to be baptized, we're given all of these stories, all of these symbols to make our own. Baptism, then, is the microcosm of the entire spiritual journey that each of us are invited to be upon all of our lives. Baptism is a visible sign of our desire to join Jesus on this road of spiritual growth and discovery. Now, when we're baptized, we are not saying, "I've got it all figured out." We are saying, "I'm committed to going on the road with Jesus and following the way of Jesus and discovering things with him." By sharing in these life-giving waters, we're saying our minds are open to learn those new things that God was promising us from the prophet Isaiah. We're saying that our lives are open to be changed the way Peter saw his life changed by following Jesus. To be baptized means we're open to hearing what new ideas God is seeking to share with us here today. So that dove that shows up at Jesus' baptism is a symbol of that new life, this new Holy Spirit being born in him. And so like Jesus, we too can receive the gift of that Spirit. We too can learn how to embody God's goodness and create goodwill in this world. I think it's always quite fitting that the baptism of Jesus Sunday is always celebrated early in the new year. Because this is a time of year where we seek to make changes. We seek to let go of our bad habits. We dream of creating something new. We dream of becoming better people. And we also here in the church remind ourselves that this is a good time of year for us to dream of being good people who seek to draw close to God. And so we too can resolve to grow closer to others as we share the gift of love that we've received. And we can grow to be even more open to God's Spirit of new life that is constantly transforming us every day. And the good news is we don't have to undertake this spiritual journey in order to win God's favor. We already have that. It's already been given to each of us. Remember that in baptism, God is saying to us as well, you are my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. God already loves you. There's nothing you can do to earn it, win it, or deserve it. It's already been given as the starting point of your spiritual journey. So everything you do in your spiritual life, you don't have to do it in order to prove yourself to God. God already knows you are good enough just as you are right now. Ding dong merrily on high. Then heaven the bells are ringing. Yeah, so we don't have to prove ourselves to God. God already knows you are good enough. Through baptism, we enter into this new relationship with God in order that love might grow, so that blessings might flow, so that grace might be multiplied, so that there might be life in abundance for us all. That's the gift, the joy, and the challenge given to us all. Amen.